Right before the whole thing started with Natasha and the popular table, I was standing at my locker with my best friend Hazel, silently praying that I hadn't forgotten my combination. I've had this lock since sixth grade, when we got lockers instead of cubbies, like in elementary school. My mom took me and my then-best friend Natasha to the store for school supplies the August before middle school started. Natasha and I both chose spinny locks. My mom thought that the ones with letters that you line up were cuter. At 4'8", with crooked bangs and lingering baby teeth, the last thing I was looking for was something cuter. Natasha was already over 5 feet and experimenting with lip gloss, and rolling her eyes at stuff I still wanted to play. She was getting a spinner. I wasn't going to get a baby lock while she had a spinny in her basket. My combination is 14, 35, 42, all multiples of 7, so that's easy. Except, what if I have a brain fart and think maybe it's multiples of 8? Even if I remember it's multiples of 7, it could just as easily be 7-21-28. "You should just get a word one," Hazel said, beside me in the 8th grade hall. "I can do it," I objected, trying again. Hazel has a key lock. I think she might be the only one in the whole school. She wears the key on a string around her neck, along with her house key, and sometimes other random stuff she finds. She has been my absolute best friend since she rescued me in 6th grade. But she is sometimes a lot. "Just because those girls have spinny locks," Hazel said. "That's not," I said. "I like this kind." The fact that the popular girls all have spinny locks was not the only reason I kept my spinny lock for this year. For my 13th birthday, my parents finally allowed me to get a cell phone and to sign on to a few social media things. Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, those types of things. And for every one of them, I set my secret password as Locker 143542. I know you're supposed to have different passwords for everything, but please. After my 13th birthday party, Hazel slept over. We wrote down our secret passwords for everything on sticky notes in case we forget them somehow. Hazel's password is clamorous, with a 0 for the first O, which it turns out does not mean like a clam. We both wrote down both passwords, mine and hers, and decided to hide them in our little ballerina jewelry boxes. We have the same ones we had discovered in 6th grade. The first time she came over and saw mine, we laughed about the coincidence. So corny. The kind with a little ballerina that twirls around when you open it. So girly and cliché, we both thought. As if every little girl is supposed to dream of becoming a tiny ballerina and collect jewels to fill the box. Though when I was little, I loved that thing. I thought it was so grown up. But I did see Hazel's point as soon as she made it. I agreed right away it was horribly anti-feminist and also tacky. We decided not to throw them away, though. I was relieved, because I really didn't want to throw mine away. But I had just recently been dumped by Natasha for being too babyish. I didn't want my only new friend prospect to know how babyish I was deep down. Luckily, Hazel agreed the jewelry boxes would be good secret keepers, because what robber would look in a baby jewelry box? She said I was so hilariously ironic. I looked up the word ironic after she left that afternoon. "A word lock is maybe $5, Hazel said, reading my mind as usual. "I could give you the money." "More like 10, I said. Hazel's parents are not exactly rolling in money anymore. They were a few years ago, but something happened. She won't talk about it, and I don't want to pry. But she did confide that money is the thing that's keeping her parents from getting a divorce. Their fighting hurts her way more than she wants anybody, except me, to know. So it's not like she was bragging or showing off or anything. I know that. Still. And the money is not the point. I like this one. Uh-huh, she said, twirling her green-tinged hair. I can see why. It's like a full-on extracurricular. You want me to try? I got it. I tried again. Click. I yanked the lunky weight of the lock free of the metal loop. See? Someone tapped my right shoulder. I turned my head to the right, figuring it would be Kim or maybe Jules, one of the girls in orchestra with us. Nobody there. So I turned to my left and saw not Kim or Jules, but Natasha. I had to smile. She used to tap my opposite shoulder in elementary school, and I fell for it every single time. We thought it was endlessly hilarious. Hasn't happened since sixth grade, when she dumped me.